Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 13, 1796, John Schroed met his untimely and most unfortunate death when he was shot at his home. Schroed was considered a poor white man and lived with his mother in Spicetown at the time of the tragedy. On the morning in question, Schroed ventured outside into the yard at around 2 a.m., where he observed his neighbor Joseph Denny on the opposite side of their tall and thick fence. Denny was standing under his own apple tree and wrapped in a coat. At this point, events quickly went downhill. Turning around to go back inside, Schroed was suddenly struck with a bullet when Denny fired a gun at him. Realizing who was at the receiving end of his bullet, Denny rushed to assist Schroed. Sadly, the victim did not survive, succumbing to his injuries approximately 6.5 hours later. Out of this incident came a complicated trial, during which Denny was given the opportunity to explain his actions. According to historian John Poyer, he argued that he had recently been the victim of larceny, whereby someone had stolen corn and other articles from his land. Therefore, when he heard his dog barking in the wee hours of September 13th, he grabbed his revolver and lay in wait to catch who he believed to be the thief. With this, he emphasized that he never intended to shoot Schroed. In retort to this argument, the victim's brother responded, "No, you intended to shoot me." As it would appear, Denny and the brother had previously had a dispute, which would suggest that there was intent behind the attack. To this, Denny's counsel reassured the jury that while there had been bad blood between the two in the past, all had been reconciled at the time of the unfortunate event. The trial brought to the forefront more issues, this time racially driven. Despite being a mulatto man in colonial society, Denny had the support of two very reputable men in law, Mr. Cole Thirst, the Advocate General, and Mr. Gibbs Jordan. Jordan appealed for clemency for Denny, positing that the jury was prejudiced, as Denny was a free man of color who had killed a white man. However, the Solicitor General Beckles declared that the jury seemed extremely respectable and impartial, and that the fate of Mr. Denny rested in their hands. Beckles further vindicated the jury's decision by stating that wherever a man intending one felony happens to commit another, he is as guilty as if he intended the felony which he actually commits. In other words, the mere fact that Denny fatally shot and killed a man, though unintentional, he should still be prosecuted for that murder. Added to this, there was no evidence presented to support Denny's claim that he had been robbed previously, making it impossible to ascertain whether or not the act was committed with deliberate malice for Mr. Schroed. Based on these premises, Joseph Denny was found guilty of fatally shooting John Schroed on this day, September 13, 1796, and was sentenced to death. However, this was not the end of the matter. Denny was granted clemency by Governor Parry, and after an acrimonious public controversy, transported to Roatan, one of the Bay Islands of Honduras.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.